It's 307, 39 degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO, and Jeremy Lawrence here with you. The show underway. Yeah, we didn't think we were going to get a full-blown show today, but the Tigers rain out, and if you look out your windows, yeah, that's what's happening all over the state right now. In some places, it's quite a bit cooler than others, so what you're seeing outside, probably the warmer version of it than it is in places further north here.
Even though there might be some ice on the trees, I noticed.
Hadn't seen that, but I haven't been out for a few hours. I've looked out the windows today, which is an improvement usually. I don't know if I'm good and they just let me up from the desk or what, but yeah, usually I'm just kind of locked in my four walls, as it were. yeah, Tigers rained out today. They're looking to get a game in tomorrow with Baltimore as they come for, I think it's a three-game series. Is it a three-game series?
Yep.
I didn't know if it was a three or a four. I'm only seeing three in front of me, but, you know, that's only through Sunday. So, game tomorrow. I guess I could say same bat time, same bat channel, but not with Kansas City. They're going to make that one up later. They don't know when. So I figure they got a big long season to work it in somewhere.
Yeah,
so
probably a day-night doubleheader.
Figuring that, or maybe an off day where it's like, okay, we can squeeze it in there. So we were going to travel, but guess what? Yeah, it's baseball. They do this sort of thing.
So, yeah, and Kansas City would have to travel here, so they'll be the ones exhausted.
There you go.
We can take advantage of them then.
Well, and it depends. Maybe later in the season, the team will be a little bit different.
That's true.
Maybe they won't be quite as strong, but but, you know, the two games they put in, they've come out with victories, some of these, last-inning, walk-off thriller type of things. And I know there's Tiger fans everywhere that are going, would you guys just stop? Would you just win?
Yeah, we don't need any more blown saves. I mean, we got rid of Valverde. We signed Joe Nathan because he's been a consistent closer. And then on the first time he has a save opportunity, he blows it. Now, he did get the win on Monday, so that was good.
Well, wins are nice, but if you're a closer, the save is a whole lot better.
The save is a lot more important.
That gets you on the list for, they still have the Rolaids relief man, I'm assuming. So, yeah, you want to be on that list. But anyway, we've got some time to spend with you this afternoon and lots to talk about. Of course, the president was in the state talking about, minimum wage. He was talking about it again, so we're going to dig into that here in a few minutes. Also, some other things. One thing I wanted to get into that we didn't get the opportunity, and it was on my list. We were ready to go with this yesterday, and then the Tigers went and did extra innings. So, I mean, that was it. But we were going to talk about this yesterday. You know, that ruling recently with unions and Northwestern and all of that. I want to take another swing at this one because a few days ago, the president of the NCAA basically said, oh, yeah, we'll see you in court.
Yes,
so
did.
It's like they're arming to bear with every legal whatever that they can come up with. So we'll talk a little bit further about that. Because we weren't with you yesterday, I've got a couple of videos of the day, one of which I know Michael just lost it over.
Yes, I did.
The other, I don't know if you've watched the good cop pullover prank. That's
actually
today's. But
I watched that one after I watched the other prank at Ford one where with the best shift video.
Yes.
Because it was like, click another video, you can watch it, and I watched the good cop one. That one's very funny as well.
So, we've got that's today's, the good cop pullover prank. This is where this guy pulls people over, congratulates them on their good driving, and hands them a $100 bill. Put yourself in that place. You know, you're sitting here and the cop's pulling you. What in the world did I even do?
Yes.
So you got to see that video. Also, and it's a couple of days late now, but Samuel Adams put out an April Fool's video that I thought was good enough that we could enjoy it. And that was yesterday's video of the day. Helium-infused beer.
That's just funny.
I mean, there's not much more to be said other than watch it, because you just have to see. If you're imagining what happens to your voice with helium, yeah, there you go.
Yes.
You've got in mind what it's like. But check those videos out. It's part of our blog section, WKZO.com. Also posted in our Facebook area. So if you go to WKZO.com. Click on the Facebook link and like us. You'll get that stuff in your news feed. You won't have to worry about it. You'll just be able to go to Facebook and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, check it out. We'd love to have you do that. And as promised, I wanted to dig into what the president had to say in regards to the higher minimum wage, and he made a stop in Ann Arbor. One thing I wanted to say before all of that, I did want to acknowledge, I don't want to spend a great deal of time on it, because I think at this particular point, this issue, it's not something that deserves a whole lot of commentary. And that's the shooting that took place at Fort Hood last night. I do have to say this, and I'll give the president some props on this. He made some comments in regards to the shooting, and he just said, look, we need to pray for these people. We need to make sure that we're looking out for the safety of our men and women in uniform, and these people have sacrificed so much. And basically just a general thing of saying, yeah, we want to make sure that they're in our thoughts and prayers. And I got to say, tip of the hat to the president. He may come up with something different down the line about this. I expected fully to see him taking this time to say something about gun control or something like that. Instead, I think he's taking the high road here. So mm-hmm. I want to give him props on this one. And I don't want to take the high road here as well and just say, you know, we know it's happened. There's still a lot to look into on this. I don't intend to spend a great deal of time talking about it because I don't know that there is anything to say about it.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, thoughts and prayers with the families and with the people that were wounded. And you know, we'll just keep an eye on it. You'll definitely hear news updates here as we continue along, as we hear more about it and that kind of thing. So I wanted to make sure that we said that so that was definitely said. I don't give the president props very often, so write it down. Okay. Feel free.
Yeah, see, we're going to write it down right now.
Writing it down, yeah. You won't be writing on that paper for a while. But but in all truth, I think it was a classy move to say what he did. And enough said there for now anyway. But the president, he did make some comments in regards to a higher minimum wage. One of the things that he talked about says that, you know, people need to be paid a living wage and that kind of thing, and pointed out some stats. And I thought this was interesting. He says the average minimum wage earner is 35, and many of them are women who are trying to support families. Now, he didn't get to specific numbers on that. And, you know, I think this dovetails interestingly enough because the president's talked about minimum wage. He's talked about, well, let's raise it to 10-10. There were a couple of Democratic state senators who took the minimum wage challenge. I found this a little interesting. They wanted to see if they could buy a week's worth of groceries on a $42 budget. They wanted to empathize with people who earn minimum wage. Now, the interesting thing, and we've gone over the numbers here before, and I want to go over them again because I think it is worth doing. If we're going to talk about minimum wage, we're going to talk about an increase and that kind of thing, and that's fine. Let's talk about an increase. But if you're talking about the kind of increase they're talking about, it's like 7.25 in Michigan. Of course, it's a little higher. It's 7.40. And you're talking about taking it up to 10.10. That's a pretty hefty increase for people in small business.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's worth looking at who is it that makes minimum wage. And basically, and this is some numbers that Forbes ran. This was back in the beginning of the year, the end of January. They quoted the Bureau of Labor Statistics talking about who makes minimum wage. Said, basically, 2.5% of all workers, 1.5% of the potential population of workers make minimum wage. Now, let's break it down a little further here. Within that group, 31% are teens, 55% are 25 years old or younger. What that leaves for you is about 1.1% of all workers over 25 and 0.8% of all Americans over 25 that are earning that wage. Now, within that group, because I want to break it down further here, so we are talking about the same thing. Within that group, most of those workers aren't trying to support a family. on those earnings. 63% who earn less than $9.50 per hour are the second or third earner in their family. 43% of those workers live in households that earn over $50,000 a year. Not too many of the people in America that you look at this are trying to support a family on the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, and the president's talking about, well, we want to make sure that people are making a living wage. Okay, done. Next. Now, granted, there are a few things that need to be done here. But is this the right thing to look at? Because I think, you know, you can look at this and say, all right, is this what we need to look at? Is this compassion or is this election year politics? Could be both. It absolutely could be both. But I think it's more of the second thing than the first thing. Because if you look at the group of people, you're talking about 0.8% of all Americans over age 25, and most of them aren't trying to support a family on that money. A little alert.
Sorry about that. It's in my pocket, and I didn't think it would be that loud.
Silence your phone.
Gosh dang it.
Okay. This is what we have to work with.
Yes.
Anyway.
My bad.
But, you know, you're talking about 0.8% of Americans over the age of 25 that are making that, many of them not supporting a family on that. Shouldn't we look at something different than a minimum wage increase? Because we know what minimum wage increases will do. A lot of these things are going to take place for, I mean, you know, the fast food workers and that kind of thing, but you're talking about grocery stores, you're talking about Walmart, Target, Kmart, whatever. I mean, you know, throw the name out there. We're talking about that. It's going to be retail that this hits more than anything, retail and food sales. If it hits that, these companies are going to have to do something to cover the costs of a minimum wage increase. Now, there's two things they can do, and neither of them are appealing. One, you're talking about, well, we're going to have to reduce the workforce. And that's not fun. That's not fun. You're going to have more people doing, or you're going to have less people doing more work.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other side of it, we're going to have to raise prices on things to be able to cover the costs for this. So that means if you're headed into your favorite big box discount store, and fill in the blank, it doesn't matter where you shop, whether you're a Walmart shop or Target shop or whatever. If you go in there and say, all right, I want to buy shampoo. I don't have to do that myself, but you might. I want to buy shampoo. I want to buy whatever. Fill in the blank. Whatever thing that you go and buy on a regular basis. Hand soap. Try that. Cost is going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Cost is going to go up on eggs, milk, cheese, breakfast cereal, things like that. They're going to do this because there's more of a cost to the labor involved. Now, if you're doing that, and you talk about compassion for people that are making minimum wage, well, we want them to be able to support a family on that. Okay, well, guess what? Their prices are going to go up just like yours. So does that mean they're going to be making more money? No.
They'll be having to spend most of all of it, really, mm-hmm. to support their family then.
So the increases, I mean, these companies aren't going to just sit on this and say, well, we're going to make less money. Maybe somebody will, but there's not going to be a lot of companies that do that. A lot of companies are going to look at this and say, well, we really have to be able to pay for this. Just like you would. You would sit there and go, okay, well, all right, we need to make more money or we need to cut some costs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, family budgets do that sort of thing. So is this the right thing to be looking at? Should we be looking at a minimum wage increase or should we be looking at something else? Should we be looking at ways to get higher paying jobs in this country? Now, I want to get your thoughts on this. And here's the way that you do that. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. You can also text us, 80373, and you could be a part of the discussion there. Of course, we'd rather have you call in, but if you want to share your comments that way, we will share some of those texts as we go throughout the program today. All right, Andy is on the line right now, so let's head on over. Andy, you're in Kalamazoo, and I welcome you to the program.
Oh, thank you, sir. Another fine show. You know, I'm not terribly educated, I guess, when it comes to history, but can you by chance name for me a time in history where a person could live off from a minimum wage job?
Honestly, I can't think of one off the top of my head. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm in the same boat. I don't, and that's, I guess, the point that I'm going to make. I'm not sure why now in 2014 we think we need to make a minimum wage a living wage, which in fact are two totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
There's one does not coincide with the other. You know, you can certainly understand my point of view already. I'm certainly not for raising the amount that minimum wage is set at. I would like to do something a little different. It would be kind of fun to get rid of minimum wage and let an employer pay a person what they're actually worth or what they actually feel they're worth, or better yet, what the market will bear. I think that's really what it boils down to. If a person can produce a product for his employer, and his employer can make $10 an hour off it, there's no reason, you know, he can't be paid, you know, $8 or $9 an hour. But the point being is you can never financially pay a person more than what the product they're producing is worth.
Mm-hmm.
That's not possible to do.
Well, and with the costs involved, you know, like we said, if you raise the minimum wage, you're going to have to raise the price on whatever it is that you're selling.
Well, absolutely,
to offset the
cost.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely. So I'm not sure, you know, hell, I'd love to pay him $20 an hour because that means I'd get a raise too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but unfortunately, you can't pay somebody more than, in fact, what they're worth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it boils down to.
Well, you know, I think the one argument that we would hear immediately to what you're suggesting, the whole thing of, you know, well, then companies would end up paying these people $2 and $3 an hour. I'm not so sure that's true, because if you talk about market forces, you know, if your competitor down the street is going to pay more than you are, you're going to get sort of another class of employees. If you're okay with that, that's great. If you're not and you want the best, you're going to pay a little more.
Yeah, absolutely. And there again, this is what we call free will.
Mm-hmm.
Walk out. You don't like what you're getting paid? Leave. Educate yourself. Do something better. Go down the road. I mean, you know, I hear stories from my dad back in the 40s and 50s. Hey, you know what? I didn't like how they were treating me. I went to another place, and then I went to another place. And you know what? Jobs are not as plentiful these days. I understand that. I'm the first to understand that. However, don't tell me you can't find a job. If you tell me you can't find a job, I'm going to look you square in the face and tell me you're not looking hard enough, because there's plenty of them out there.
Okay, Andy, I got to go to break. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
It's 39 degrees in Kalamazoo, 328. Jeremy Lawrence with you, heading through your afternoon, 590 WKZO. And headed for the phones right now, Bob standing by in Schoolcraft. Welcome, Bob.
Hey, Jeremy. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, just a side note. Is this just called the Lawrence Show now, or is Roger going to come back?
Roger Taylor has decided to move along, so
okay.
It's just my show right now. Yeah.
Well, I miss the debates, because it's nice having a point-counterpoint, if you will, when Roger would let you talk, that is.
Yes, definitely. Well, Bob, anyway, what do we do for here?
I'll tell you, my big issue is that I never, if this is such a detriment to the economy, raising the minimum wage, that it's going to eliminate jobs, then how come the conservatives or Republicans never propose lowering the minimum wage to stimulate the economy.
Well, it's an interesting discussion. I mean, and I think, you know, let's face it, you would be seen as having a severe lack of compassion if you did that. But I think there is something to educating people about this and saying, you know what, we need to look into the numbers a little further. Yeah, it sounds compassionate to say let's raise the minimum wage, but let's look at the numbers and figure out, all right, what exactly is that going to do to prices of things, to the general employment and that kind of thing, and then let people know about it.
Well, I imagine it, it will increase inflation, and so, yeah, your buying power may go down. It always seemed to me a slippery slope, but the point that I continue to hear is that in the mid-60s, we had the most buying power for minimum wage mm-hmm. that we've ever had, and it's deteriorated dramatically from them. And I don't know what the solution is, but I believe people need to work for a decent wage.
Otherwise, I'll tell you what, Bob, one of the things that they've said, you know, just in recent years, the number of people earning minimum wage has gone down considerably. So there's an awful lot of people making more than that out there. So
do you think that's significantly more or just, you know, 50 cents more?
That I don't know. I'd have to have the numbers on that, and I don't have that in front of me right now. So.
All right. Well, nice talking to you.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call today.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right, we will continue the discussion with you. We've got some texts I'd like to get to. I haven't had the opportunity, so we will share those as we continue ahead. Also, Bob Larson coming up. He's going to let us know, will this rain be hanging out with us over the next couple of days? We'll try and get an answer for you on that. All of that coming up as you keep it right here, 590 WKZO. It's 40 degrees here in Kalamazoo at 590 WKZO. It is 3:38. And glad that you're along with us. Jeremy Lawrence here with you in the afternoon as we head through it together. One of the things that I wanted to do was get to some of the texts that were coming in regards. We were talking about minimum wage, to which I can only say, hey, the president brought it up. We're just chatting about it because, you know what? That's what it's all about. Let's open up the conversation. Let's talk about this. But let's bring up the facts. Let's dig down, get beyond all the rhetoric of it's compassion, it's this, it's that. No, it needs to be defined by the facts. You need to pull out the facts and share them. And that's what we've been doing to this point. Of course, you can be a part of the conversation. 80373 is how people have been texting in. And we've had someone do that, talking about this, saying minimum wage is for high school students and college students working while going to school, not for people who are trying to raise a family. Those people need to have training or an apprenticeship or go to college so that they can earn more money to support their families. So that is one from someone texting. If you'd like to text your thoughts in, you can do so. Or you can give us a call, 382-4280, 877-382-4280 as well. One thing that I think we will want to do here in just a minute or two. We got Bob Larson scheduled to speak with him in regards to the weather, and we are going to do that. With all the rain that has taken place in the state of Michigan, and this really has been a state of Michigan kind of thing. At one point saw the radar, and the entire Lower Peninsula looked like it was covered with some kind of precipitation. So this is quite a system going through. Fortunately, no severe weather. But we are kind of digging towards that season.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, we're going to find out when all of that gets underway. That's the thing. I mean, other years past, it's started by now.
Yeah. We'll have had a couple of thunderstorm watches, maybe a tornado watch in there, and something like that.
So, yeah, it'll happen soon. Certain of that. Heck, I can remember years where it was like beginning of March, and it was like, okay, yeah, we've already had some. So it's been an unusual year as far as that goes. But we'll want to check in with him, see, all right, is this rain hanging out with us? Are we going to be dealing with any of this severe stuff coming along? And what kind of temperatures are we looking at? I have heard rumors, and they are just that, rumors.
Just rumors.
But I've heard rumors that in the extended forecast, we're seeing some 70-degree days.
Oh, man.
I wish I could record the face that Michael is making right now. I think I just made his day mentioning it.
Yes, I believe you did. Oh, my gosh. That'd be great running weather.
Just in here, 70 degrees? Yeah, all right. I don't have to bundle up to go outside. So we'll find out what that's all about. And then, of course, we will continue to take your phone calls as we talk about things along the lines of minimum wage. Because, you know what? It's what we do. That is exactly what we do. So right now, though, let's head on over to the phone lines. And Bob Larson is with us. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Jeremy.
We were just talking about you.
Oh, my ears were burning.
No, but, you know, we're looking out the windows here, and we've seen an awful lot of the wet stuff today.
Yeah.
And it's been all over the state. A couple of questions that I had for you. Is this going to stay with us for a little while, or are we done with it? And with a severe weather season on the horizon here, just how close do you think that's going to be?
All right, question number one, a little break in the rain here as we close the afternoon and start this evening. We'll stay cloudy. There'll still be a little drizzle at times, but no more steady, continuous soaking rain like we had earlier. And at times it'll stop completely, but that's not the end of the storm. Phase two kicks in during the night, a bit later at night, after 8, 9 p.m. It'll start to rain again more steadily. And then during the overnight hours into early tomorrow morning, rain and maybe even a thunderstorm, which leads to question number two. The risk of severe weather? No, not here. Maybe some rumbles of thunder, flashes of lightning, but not severe weather with damaging winds and tornadoes and hail, nothing like that.
Okay. All right.
That's all to our south in the warmer air up to about the Ohio River, maybe southernmost Ohio, southern Indiana, and downstate Illinois, south and west of there.
Well, and, you know, we'd had heard some stories about, I think, what was it, Kansas City or something like that, where they had spotted a tornado, a very weak one, but apparently there was one down that way.
Yep, and right now that severe weather, as you mentioned, Kansas City and between there and about Branson, Missouri, and eventually toward the St. Louis area, Springfield, those places, southward to Arkansas, that's where all the violent storms are, but they will stay well to our south.
Okay, so that brings us to today's word.
And the word is saturated.
About as
wet as we can get.
Yeah, I just go take a step out into your yard, and you'll get the understanding
of saturation.
That word.
It's not only wet, but it's windy and it's cold. It's only, you know, my goodness, it's barely above freezing a few hours ago, and still most of the air is still in the 30s with an east wind that's gusting above 25 miles per hour. So it is a raw day. Maybe that should have been the word raw.
Well, you might be able to save that for tomorrow.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Keep that up my sleeve. Yeah. Now, what happens is after the rain kicks back in later tonight, tomorrow morning, should be ending by later in the morning, at least the steady rain, and then the wind kicks up. This time the wind will be out of the west. It's been out of the east today. It'll be out of the west tomorrow. And for a while it'll be above 50 tomorrow, so it'll be milder. The temperatures will start to tumble again from mid-afternoon on, to the point where it gets a lot colder tomorrow night. How about dropping into the upper 20s tomorrow night?
Ooh.
And that's not a pleasant thought.
Yeah.
The weekend looks to be dry at this point. Both Saturday and Sunday rain free. Saturday partly sunny, but still a chilly breeze. Highs in the 40s. It's at least better than today's 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, some sunshine and milder with highs in the middle and upper 50s. So probably Sunday, the better of the two weekend days.
All right, so two more questions for you because they come in sets with me. I don't know why. I'm like that today. First of all, in your educated opinion, we've got a Detroit Tigers game on the schedule for tomorrow. Get started around 1 o'clock. Do you think they'll be able to get that game in?
Yeah, after today's washout, that is certainly a relevant question, is it not? I would think they have a better shot at getting it in than today because the rain will be more showery, and I think most of it's done by 1-2 o'clock. But the thing is, and this is always tough to judge, often it's going to be rainy and raining heavily for a while tomorrow morning, and the powers that be that make those decisions may just take a look out the window and see the downpours and say, you know what, it's not worth trying to get today's game in, and they may just go ahead and postpone it. So I give it a 60% chance of being able to play tomorrow.
Okay.
Which, of course, means a 40% chance it's a rain out. That's not very good odds, but they got a shot to get it in.
Because
I think by afternoon, the rain backs off considerably.
Now, Bob, we were bringing this up before we had a chance to chat with you. I'd heard a rumor, and it's a pretty reliable source. It was my wife, actually. But it was a rumor that I heard that 70s are on the way at some point in the extended forecast. Now, I wanted to check with you, because you're the weather expert here, as much as I trust my wife. You're the weather expert here, so is that true?
Depends on how you define extended.
Okay.
If you're talking about through May 15th, absolutely.
There we go.
But if you're talking about the next 5 days, no.
Okay. All right.
No.
Well, see, I'd heard that, and you should have seen Michael's face. I mean, he lit up from ear to ear like, what? I don't have to bundle up to go running?
Yeah.
If we stretch that out to maybe 7 to 10 days, I could see that being the case maybe late next week. But in the next 5 days, no.
Okay. All right.
Maybe late next week, Thursday or Friday of next week.
Something to shoot for. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, Bob, I appreciate you checking in, letting us know what's going on.
All righty. And we'll say good luck with the game tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see if we can get if the Tigers can get that in.
Yes.
Put it this way: if it were a playoff game where they do everything they can to get it in, I can almost guarantee they would play. There may be a delay at the onset, but early season games, they tend to be very quick to pull the trigger and just go ahead and postpone them because they got the whole season to make it up. So
exactly
because of that, I can't give you any better than a 60% chance.
Okay, I guess we'll have to take it. Thanks, Bob.
All right, you're welcome.
Have a good day.
Take care.
All right, Bob Larson checking in, and we will continue to check in with you. We're going to continue the discussion talking about the minimum wage, your thoughts on it. Maybe you think I'm just absolutely wrong and you want to give me what for? Your opportunity by giving me a call, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 or text 80373, and you can do it via text as well. Show continues at 590 WKZO. In spite of hearing 30s from Bob Larson, it's a balmy 41 degrees
wow.
outside here at Kalamazoo.
It's went up a few degrees.
It has. But there is a bit of a breeze out there, so it's going to cause you a little bit of cooler temperatures. I would recommend, I would still recommend that coat.
Yeah, get the wind chill back out.
Yeah, honestly, it's probably going to feel more like you want to build a campfire outside.
If you can even light the fire.
There you go.
Because you're not going to find any wood out there that isn't wet. You're going to have to go to a store and buy some wood.
It is a little damp, yes. So, but we're continuing ahead here talking with you. We are talking about the president came to Michigan to talk about minimum wage hike. And it's interesting because the headline at our website, WKZO.com, lists says, President Obama campaigns in Ann Arbor for a higher minimum wage. It's what the man does best is campaign.
Mm-hmm.
He's done it successfully twice to be president. And it seems like he's doing it again. Let's campaign to make this happen. And the other thing is you see all these things of like, okay, well, the minimum wage challenge and these two state senators that decided, let's go shopping on a minimum wage income. Okay, well, that's nice, and you're showing your compassion and that kind of thing. But really, how many people, and we rolled out the numbers earlier, how many people actually make minimum wage? And the numbers, I mean, it's stark. It's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we're talking about a group of people that roughly make up 0.8% of all Americans over the age of 25 make minimum wage. And many of those aren't supporting a family on them. So to say, all right, well, you know, we need living wages at the minimum wage area, and we need to be able, and it's so hard to afford groceries. Yeah, well, guess what? If we raise the minimum wage, grocery prices are going to go up. You're going to pay more for butter. You're going to pay more for milk. You're going to pay more for bread. All the basic staples, and you still won't be able to afford it. So at that point, I mean, you look at this, that's why you have to look at things and chart it out a little bit. All right, what is this going to do? What does it mean? Instead of just saying, well, it's compassionate, it feels good, and I will admit right here, right now, yes, it feels wonderful to feel like you're helping those who need a helping hand. But is it helpful to do that? Or is it more helpful to look at other efforts and say, all right, we need to find ways to get government out of the way so that hiring can take place, ways to get government out of the way so that we can bring higher paying jobs, and ways to make it a little bit easier for people to be able to get trained in things so that they can earn a better wage. These are the things we need to focus on because, let's face it, long term, that's going to take care of a whole lot more than just saying, all right, people at the lowest end of the wage spectrum, let's pay them a little bit more. Or in this case, I think a good chunk more, as you're talking about going from 7.25 to 10.10 nationally. And, you know, in the state, they're talking about that it's not quite as big of a raise, but it still is from 7.40 to 10.10. I think we need to look at some different things here. And a lot of these, I mean, let's face it. The president went to Ann Arbor and put on a show to say, let's do something compassionate. Let's do something that helps people. I wouldn't be surprised to hear something similar. I can't believe that there are people standing up for lower wages for people. But that's not it. That's not the issue. It's not that you're either for higher wages or for lower wages. I think you're for different ways of growth instead of just forcing companies to pay more money, which in turn forces them to do other things to pay for it. Because they're not just going to say, okay, well, we'll take that out of the bottom line. Okay, all right, there you go. Let's face it, some of these companies, Walmart in particular, I mean, they've got, you know, stock owners and things like that that expect to make a little money every year. And if they're going to make less money because labor costs are up, they're going to say, well, you know what? You need to increase the amount of income. Just like you would if you were seeing an increase in what you had to pay out, you would go, all right, well, I need to find a way to either make more money or cut some bills off here. And we've all done that. We've all done that. I've done that. And you cut things back sometimes, or you look for that way to make more money. And that's the bottom line of any business, as much as any person. So to say minimum wage, increasing it is the answer, I don't know that it is. I think there's other ways to look at it. One of the things that happens, and I don't know, I mean, somebody will have to tell me if I'm right on this or not, but one of the things that happens, I know when I was in school, there was the opportunity to, while you were still in high school, go get some vocational training. It was something that they took everybody through, said, this is what we're doing. This is, you know, you could train to be this, you could train to be that, you could do other things. That was an available thing, and I had many friends that went through that. Because they realized, yeah, that's the best ticket for them to be able to find work and find something that pays steadily, pays at a higher rate, and does what they need to do. I've talked to people that said, you know what, I wish I would have done that. You know, and I don't know if that's available in this area or not. I just haven't done my homework on that. I will admit that. But that is something that is worth looking at. 382-4280, you can give us a call, share your insights, 877-382-4280, or 80373. You can text us and share your thoughts there as well. Let's go back to the phones. Gary's in Comstock. Hi, Gary, how are you?
Good, I'm doing great. Hey, I think you make some good points against the minimum wage, but I'm going to disagree. I think you got to have it, you know, it's... there's just too many jobs that have to be filled that they just have to be filled, and they are minimum wage jobs, and those people are condemned to live near poverty where they...
Okay, well, wait, no, they're not condemned to do anything. They always have the ability to look for something that pays a little better.
Yeah, but somebody else has to take that job, and there's just so many jobs in our country that have to be done. They're important jobs, and we can't just say, well, all right, if you're going to do it, then you're not going to be able to take a sick day, because if you do, you might not pay your rent. You know, if you take this job, you won't be able to afford to get medicine for your kids, and if you take this job, and these are jobs like, you could be a bus driver for a school district. You could be a cook in a kitchen. You could be a maid at a hotel. And, you know, those people, those things have to be done. Or you could be, you know, you got the greenhouses here. Those jobs are important, and
Gary, in your mind, how many people make minimum wage and try and support themselves and a family on it?
A heck of a lot of people, you know, just a heck of a lot of people.
How many specifically?
Well, you know, I think you can look at numbers. You had the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and mm-hmm. you know, you didn't tell me what 0.8 meant, but you know, so what if somebody's making 8? You know, there's been an awful lot of research done. You can go look at the nickel and dimed book and videos and where people have actually gone out and lived as a waitress. Mm-hmm. As you go through your day and come into contact with people, just look at them. You know, when you go to the grocery store, that person ringing up, that might be their income. When if you go out to a restaurant and the waitress there, she gets less than one minimum wage and relies on tips, but maybe the bartender, that's it, and they probably are getting minimum wage. Think of how many people you meet that are single parents. And that's their entire income.
Well, that's the thing, and that's the reason why I asked you, and we talk about these Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers, that 0.8%, that's 0.8% of all Americans over 25 earn the minimum wage. And we broke it down a little further as well. Within that group, most of those people are not trying to support a family on only their earnings. It said that 63% of those workers who earn less than $9.50 an hour are the second or third earner in their family. So, I mean, to me, yeah, you're talking about a group of people that is out there, but it is an increasingly small group of people.
And
that's the thing. You said the word condemned. They're not condemned to that. They are free to look for something that pays them a little more. That's part of the whole American dream.
Well, I just think there's a lot of people that are just stuck in their situations, and you know, you make it seem like it's easy to switch a job when you've got rent to pay, and you know, I'm an educator, and I can see the families that are just struggling to get by, and I don't want to have them do a project that's going to require them to spend money from their budget, because any unexpected expense, you know, it isn't possible for them. You know, it's incredible how many people are really struggling day to day to get by. And this, you know, you've heard this, really, if the minimum wage, since it was first instituted, had just risen at the cost of inflation, it would be over $20.
Gary, I got to run. We've got news coming up here. So thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.